Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Good having you with us. I want to apologize about yesterday's morning show episode. The reason why it ended so abruptly is, well, it's because I didn't puke on the air. I puked during my break, and I puked on the air. Well, no, I didn't puke on the air. I didn't puke on the air, okay? I could have, though, but I didn't. But I had to end the show abruptly because my brother wanted me to take a bath. So, yeah, but hopefully today's morning show will be even better, guys. So there you go. Even if there's going to be crackling and popping here and there. I could tell right now there's going to be, but oh well. Anyway, for this segment, we're just going to read weather and news, I guess. I don't think I have it pulled up. No, I do not. I mean, I guess we could do it on here, I guess. I don't know. But I don't think I have the thing installed on here, I don't think. Or configured properly. Nope. Oh, well, I don't know then. Maybe we can try to read it from my radio station website on here. I have another web browser we could use. Okay. Just see if I can, I'm just gonna copy and paste the URL from here. Help if I did it right. Actually, this is the right one. It even has the HTTP and everything. It does take a while to load, by the way. I just realized that. Okay, it's doing something now. There we go. Alright, we got the weather load finally. Again, I hadn't loaded this all ahead of time. I usually load ahead of time, but I didn't, so I was more focused on my TV show. Anyway, right now in Dallas, it's 45 degrees outside with broken clouds. Later today, it'll be raining with 55 high, low 39. Tomorrow, which is Saturday, by the way, 46 high, 41 low rating. And my door is cracked, by the way, so hopefully the dog won't get in here. But yeah, on Sunday, or was I talking about Saturday? Whatever. Anyway, let's just start over. Friday, it'll be raining with 55 high, low 39. Saturday, it'll be raining with 46 high, 41 low. Sunday will be 48 high, 39 low. Monday will be raining with 54 high, 39 low. Tuesday will be raining with 54 high, 37 low. And Wednesday will be 61 high, 39 low, cloudy. And Thursday will be partly cloudy, partly sunny, whatever. With 70 high, 39 low. Interesting. There you go. That's the weather. You're welcome. Let's try to read the Oregon Live, otherwise known as the Oregonian. I can try to read one story, but I can't make any promises, though. I know this site has coupons. Yes, I'm using Edge, by the way. Yeah, I know you have coupons. I know that's a ad, but it's okay. I think it's an acceptable ad for AdBlock Plus. It's actually still loading. I think it's trying to load all those commercials and stuff like that. Let's just click on the latest story. Go away. Maybe the ad blocker's not working. I don't know. Either way, I don't really care. Alright. I hope this is muted. I think it is. You know what? Oh, there's so many ads on that page. Is my ad blocker working? This is managed by the organization, but, it did say something about the ad blocker, being crashed. Yeah, it's not even on here. That's weird. Alright, you know what? Let me see if I can go to history from here. Yeah, history. Okay, I don't care about KJ. Let's just copy the link. Minimize that. And at this point, I don't think we even have time. I think all we really had time for was reading the weather. You know what? Suck it up. We'll read the story. Well, first off, let me paste in the Chrome and see if it's going to work on here. Yeah, I don't want to sign on there. Because this is on Google. Okay, good. Everything's working. Okay, good. Alright, tell you what. I'm just going to save that story for segment two, guys. How about that? Which means, unfortunately, we're not going to do food talk today's episode, but oh well. Yeah, I need sleep, folks. I really had bad sleep last night, I think, because my light was on. Anyway, no food talk in today's episode, guys. Sorry. But we'll still do TMZ news at, maybe we might do, food talk at near the end of the show. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm just gonna hurry up and put this ad break in really quick. I don't want to apologize about that. There's our 3 minute break there. Sorry about that. We're gonna kick things off with NSYNC, I Want You Back. And after that, we're gonna play a song for the 2010s. Has to be at least 4 minutes, guys. What do you want? What do you want? How about Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding? How about that? I still got, like, less than a minute left, guys. But I have something I want to tell you. If you hop on khkjtv.rf.gd and click on the cartoons and anime link, which is on the top, you'll be in for a real treat. You'll see Pokemon, the series X, Y, and Z. Isn't that interesting? That'll be... And for a cool treat, guys, won't that be interesting? In fact, I have it on the tablet right now. It's just paused. But, yeah. But anyway, and the tablet just went to sleep for some reason. I did not tell it to do that. There we go. Well, anyway, I'm going to do this for Aunt Lou. I'll just close out that. Anyway, coming up is NSYNC and Ellie Goulding. And after that, we'll read that Oregonian story. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Alright, that was Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding. Now I Want You Back by NSYNC right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, anyway, back to the real world now. We're going to continue on with what we were doing before, and we're going to read about the Beavers, which is a former Oregon State coach, Mike Riley is set to join College Football Playoff Selection Committee, which is a report. Mike Riley has coached Oregon State University from 1997 to 98 and 2003 to 14, compiling a 93 to 80 record LC Oregonian. Former Oregon State football coach Mike Riley is expected to join the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, according to a report. ESPN's Heather Dinich reported Friday morning that Riley, who coached the Beavers from 1997 to 98 and 2003 to 14, will replace Washington Athletic Director Pat Chun on the 13-person committee. The CFP is expected to announce Riley's addition on Friday. Chun stepped down from the committee when he left Washington State to become UW's athletic director. Heather Dinich on X tweeted, "Multiple sources have told ESPN former veteran coach Mike Riley is expected to be named to the CFP selection committee. He will replace Pat Chun." This was tweeted today, literally at 7:13 a.m., so it was just about over an hour ago. CFP committee members are appointed to 3-year terms, by the way. The CFP committee is responsible for assembling the 12-team playoff field each year. The upcoming 2024 season is the first 12-team field in CFP history. Current CFP selection committee members are Chris Ault, Chet Gladchuk, Jim Grobe, Ward Manuel, Randall McDaniel, Jerry Pinkle, Mac Rhodes, David Saylor, Will Shields, Kelly Whiteside, Carla Williams, Hunter Yorichek, and Chun. The committee is a selection of coaches, former athletes, college administrators, and even journalists. Committee members are not paid, though, but they are reimbursed for their expenses. Riley, who is age 70, has coached the USFL's New Jersey Generals the past 2 years. Riley has attended several Oregon State football practices this spring. Riley was 93-80 during his 14-year tenure at Oregon State, taking the Beavers to 8 bowl games as well. He later coached 3 years at Nebraska. And this story was written by Nick Dashell, who covers Oregon State athletics, in particular football and basketball, and can be reached at 360-607-4824, which leads me to believe that he has an out-of-state number, which, of course, is no big deal. But you can reach him at that number, or you can also reach him via email at ndaschel@oregonian.com, or I believe via his X handle, or Twitter handle, or, well, it's called X now, but you get the picture, at Nick Dashell. I'll just spell it out. It's at NICKDASCHEL. And after that, it just mentions about subscribing to the Oregon Live, Oregonian, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, well, that was a pretty quick story. I mean, I guess we could have read it in the first segment, but better safe than sorry. What else can we do in this segment, guys? I mean, I guess we could do a quick bit of food talk, but, it's already 8:25. I don't know if we even have time for that still. I'm trying to think here. I don't really know. I mean, I guess we could take a quick recipe look, I guess. I think actually it should already go to it, I think. Yeah. Alright, we're going to food.com now. We're just going to try to find a very quick recipe. Yeah, quick and easy. That's what we want to see. Let's just take a look at 15-minute dinner recipes. Minute steaks with Sunitos and jasmine rice. I think I've read one of these before, We'll just read one of these really quick so we can get out of here. Minute Steaks with Sinistos and Jasmine Rice. This has never been reviewed before, but we'll read it anyway really quick. It's ready in 15 minutes. There's 9 ingredients. You'll need 2/3 cup of jasmine rice, 1 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of water, kosher salt, 2 minute steaks, 7 to 8 ounces each, 2 tablespoons of grapeseed oil, 3 tablespoons of olive oil or grapeseed if preferred, 3/4 pound of shiitsu bell pepper, and 4 scallions, thinly sliced, light and green separated. Alright, let's read the 4 steps very quickly. Place the rice and water in a saucepan with a tight-fitting lid over medium-high heat. Bring to a boil and season lightly with salt and top of the lid. Reduce to a simmer and cook until the rice is tender 12 minutes. Uncover lid and flip with a fork. Meanwhile, dry the steaks well and season very generously with the salt. Heat with a large cast iron skillet over high heat. When smoking, add grapeseed oil and swirl the coat. Transfer steaks to skillet and top immediately with another skillet or two to encourage browning. Cook for 1 minute, flip, and remove to a plate to rest. Then, wipe out the skillet and add the olive oil. Add shiitsus, season with salt, and cook, turning only occasionally until deeply charred and softened, about 6 minutes. Add the scallion whites and cook until crisp for 1 minute. Remove from heat. Thinly slice the steaks against the grain and plate with shiitsus and rice. Garnish with scallions, greens, and serve. There you go. And that's our little quick recipe from food.com. Minute steaks with shiitsus and jasmine rice. Anyway, we are now going to go ahead for our commercial breakdown. Simple as that. That was pretty quick, recipe there. I know, since we only did one recipe, I mean, I guess we could do more later, but that wouldn't seem very fair, though, but... I mean, at least we got to read one. I remember there's one other episode where we only got to read one recipe as well, so that was very unfair as well, so there you go. So I guess this is probably going to be there one of those episodes where that does happen, but oh well. It is what it is. Anyway, there's our commercial break there. We'll put our music in, We're going to put in what should I put in? I better put in quick because I want where are you at? Oh, there you are. Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. And I think Cake by the Ocean might be long enough, I think. Oh, it's in the D. Yeah, that should be good enough. There we go. Anyway, coming up is Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, and DNC, Cake by the Ocean. And then after that, we are going to be doing TMZ Celebrity News. Won't that be interesting, guys? Probably not, but oh well. Anyway, stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Christina Aguilera and DNC. After that will be TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Cake by the Ocean. Yeah, Gorilla. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Let's get the show on the road. We'll kick things off with New Haven, Connecticut, with an ATV crashing into a police cruiser. Has the cop blocked his path after all? A man riding an ATV has landed in the hospital after a cop intentionally blocked his path on the road. Which forced the guy to crash into the windshield. And folks are divided after all. This happened recently in New Haven, Connecticut, where a police officer was cruising along a narrow trail in a park that's technically only open to pedestrians. This after complaints that folks have been driving there illegally, including ATV and off-road vehicles. As the officer slowly cruises up the road, he passes families and other bystanders walking the opposite direction, and a few seconds later, he sees his ATV flying his way. Go away. The cop makes a quick decision to turn his vehicle into the left lane and stops, blocking the ATV driver's path. The ATV driver isn't able to stop him in time and slams into the officer's vehicle. He gets flung off to the side after a hard impact that shatters the glass. The unidentified man was hospitalized with serious injuries, and his exact condition is unclear, though. New Haven PD, meanwhile, has come out and defended their officer's actions, though. They say that the cop did this on purpose to protect the pedestrians and bike riders he just passed, as he had felt the ATV was going dangerously fast and was at risk of hitting them. Others, however, have pushed back, saying this cop could have killed the guy, and that it's unclear if he was going to hit anyone. But either way, New Haven PD is standing by their man, after all. They say they hope this serves as a warning to others, but don't drive where you're not supposed to be, after all, really. Anyway, let's move on to Britney Spears now, with an ankle swollen, bruised in the hotel incident, and points finger at mom. Britney Spears and Sam Asghari have uploaded drastically different life updates on the heels of their divorce, with officially being settled. And Brit's looking like she needs medical attention now. The singer showed off her bruised and horribly swollen foot and ankle Thursday night, the apparent end result of Wednesday night's drama at LA's Chateau Marmont. TMZ has broke the story. Britney had gotten into a fight with current boyfriend Paul Saliz, with paramedics showing up to tend to her. There's some Instagram pictures here. The first one's pretty blurry, though. The second one shows her heel, which looks like it's pretty swollen. And the third one shows someone with a wolf. Interesting, whatever that is. But anyway, in the video she posted, Britney tried to downplay the incident, claiming that first responders showed up illegally to treat her. As we reported, she refused treatment, but this video makes it clear she's got a pretty gnarly injury. Wow. Alright. Now, in the video she posted, Britney tried to downplay the incident, claiming that first responders showed up Okay, did we all read that part? Yeah, we already read that part. Okay, let's just scroll down some more. Okay. She says she just landed the wrong way while doing a leap in the living room at the chateau. She's clearly upset someone called paramedics this scene, and she's blaming one person in particular, her mom, Lynn Spears. But Britney's under the impression that Lynn was not the only one who called paramedics, but possibly even the paparazzi. As one photo agency got the shots of Britney exiting the chateau draped in a blanket and pillow. She also added, "I haven't talked to her in 6 months and she called right after it happened. Excuse me, before the news being out. I was set up just like she did way back when. I wish I had grandparents. I can't stand her. I honestly don't care. I will say it." Britney's ex-husband had a far more peaceful update to share on Thursday, at least, posting a shirtless hiking pic with Portia, a Doberman he got while still married to Brit. That's cool. So it is debatable what Sam's showing off more here. his pup or his bod, because his six-pack abs are front and center after all. Nice. And remember, Brittany and Sam shared 5 dogs here during their marriage, with the model getting full custody of Portia after their split. At the time, Brittany kept her Australian Shepherd, Sawyer, her Yorkie, Hannah, and 2 other smaller dogs. Sam's first trap upload has many of Brit's fans criticizing his timing, calling it insensitive to her polite injury. But still, his message is pretty clear. He's doing just fine post-divorce. Yeah, definitely can't say the same for Britney's right foot, though, really. But anyway, do we have time for one more story, I think? This one's about Raven Simone, who has been stop sending me my wife death threats, calling out verified TikTok users. But I'm afraid to say this, we are out of time, because it is 8:47. But it is about Raven Simone, but unfortunately we're out of time, guys, so there you go. Anyway, I know it's only 8:47, but hey, we only got like 10 minutes of these segments, well, technically only like, usually save the last 2 to 3 minutes to put these commercials in, so there you go, just to play it safe. So there you go. But anyway, that's what we're doing right now. In the next segment, we're going to be doing this Pokemon Go, by the way. FYI. So there you go. And, of course, as tradition, we are going to play, Capital City, Safe and Sound, which is from Pokemon X, if I am not mistaken. We'll check back in a second here. And Go Taste, Somebody I Used to Know, featuring Kimbra. Both of those songs are from Pokemon-themed albums. I'll double-check just to make sure. I already know they are, but I'm going to double-check, though. Okay, that's from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity. That's a good sign. And, Capital Cities, I believe that's from, yep, Pokemon X. Interesting. So, yeah, and like I said earlier, if you go to khktv.rf.gd and click on the, Cartoons and Anime tab, you'll get to, watch Pokemon the Series X, Y, and Z. That's from 2016, by the way. It was a pretty good show. In fact, it's my most favorite, anime season of the Pokemon series. To be honest with you, it's the 19th season, by the way, from what I've read. So there you go. And it's my most favorite for some reason. I did like the Black and White series, too, but it just didn't really have a good feeling to me. I just preferred the, Pokemon the Series X, Y, and Z. That was my most favorite, actually. It just felt more... I liked it better, actually, in my honest opinion. I just liked it better. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. But first, you're going to listen to Capital Cities from Pokemon X, Safe and Sound. And Go Taste, Somebody You Know, from Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity Pokemon. So there you go. So, what a coincidence. But anyway, that is it. We will be right back right after this with Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Yep. Somebody. That was Somebody I Used to Know, featuring Kimbra by Gote, and Safe and Sound by Capital Cities, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. For you guys, that is... Anyway, it is now time for Pokemon Go at 9 a.m., so here we go. Yep. See if it loads up. It should, I think. Yep. Okay, yep. Palmot was knocked out of the gym. Like, I really care. Just use a Max potion. Got that. Alright, we got 2 eggs ready to hatch on the air. Let's see what they are. Korea, I think. Gothitia. Well, close enough. It's the second one for Black and White. And Togepi. Alright, let me check this Gothitia. See how much it's worth. Oh my god! It's a perfect one! Oh my god! It's Gothitia perfect! Alright, I'm going to attach P to this. Done. Okay, there we go. Yes, this is actually a perfect Pokemon. You can't see this, but it is a 4-star. It's a perfect Pokemon. So what I did was, I renamed it and attached P at the end so I would know what to do with it. So there you go. Anyway, let's look at the Togepi now. I have a feeling this is not going to be perfect, but no big deal. We did get a perfect one, at least that was good. Well, it is 3 stars, nearly perfect, but it's still 3 stars, so it is going to be close enough. I'll wait to evolve in their time, but at least we got a perfect one, that's what matters. I'll probably worry about the Togepi later. I'm more concerned about this one, though, actually, to be honest with you. In fact, I think I'm going to evolve this one, actually, right now, actually, while we're at it. While I have the opportunity to. let's see. Do you want to evolve Gothitia P? Yes. It'll be 916 CP, but again, this is a perfect Pokemon. It'll be much bigger. I want to build this one up while I have a chance. Okay. Never had this entry before. We won't be able to hear the Pokédex entry music, because again, I have the music turned off, so sorry, guys. I don't have enough candy to evolve to its final form, or do I? I think I can cheat and use a rare candy. Yeah, we can do that. We'll just give it 101, and let's just give it 102. There we go. Perfect. And we'll go ahead and evolve it to its final form. Now, it'll only be 1382. But again, I just want to get the entry for it, and it's a perfect Pokemon. In fact, I'm going to double check to see if it carried over its perfect status. Yes, it did. Okay, yep, we're going to go ahead and evolve it to its final form. Here we go. Excuse me. Hope you can hear that. I think you can. Yeah, it sounds like you can. That should be Gothitelle, which I now have all 3 entries for this Pokemon now. Now I just gotta work on the other one, Solstice or whatever the heck it's called. Now I can power it up 1 time at least, but I'm not gonna bother with that. Let's see what it knows. Okay, it knows all psychic moves. I will take that. Alright, good enough for me. And again, we'll worry about Togepi at a later time. Okay, what does this do? Okay, that just takes my profile. Okay. Alright, rating. It's a 5-star. Who cares? It doesn't start till 9:39. Pokemon ran away for some reason. I think I achieved my 7-day streak yesterday. So we'll have to do it all over again, but no big deal. I haven't earned any coins today, so someone's gonna have to get knocked out. Very likely it's going to be Skeldridge or Meritic, but very likely it's going to be Skeldridge. But we'll see what happens. But it could help, though, if that raid at Verge Park would go away. It ends in 2.5 minutes, though, but oh well. Let's just go ahead and do our first catch of the day out of the way, guys. How about that? Nice throw. I think it was a nice curveball, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, this will be a 1-day streak, because again, I achieved a 7-day streak yesterday. on their free star. What a coincidence. Okay. I guess I could evolve it, but I'll worry about that again later. Anyway, I would catch Machoke, but, you know, let's just do it anyway. What the heck? That's a pretty big one. Very nice throw. Seemingly stayed in. That one isn't worth anything. We're gonna throw it away. Anyway, there you go. That's how it works. There's no more Pokemon here, unfortunately. So we're just gonna go ahead and stop it there. Here we go. Anyway, I think for the next segment, we're gonna do, oh, what was it? I think it was Pokemon Sleep, but, keep in mind, though, I didn't track my sleep yesterday. I think we can fix that, though, but again, we won't get any sleep points or whatever. But no big deal. What was that? Yeah, who cares? That's just my phone thing. Anyway, never mind about that. Anyway, let's go ahead and put this in now. There we go. And for music, let's start with a 2000 song. We'll kick things off with, what should we kick it off with, guys? How about Paralyzer by Finger 11? I don't think I've ever played that before in a while. And then after that, we'll play, trying to think here, stuff in at least 4 minutes. Okay, we already played Ellie Goulding. I know I have more in 4 minutes. So we already played Gotei, obviously. That one might be too long. I'll save counting stars for last. I thought something just like this was longer, but oh well. Maybe we'll just end up playing that. I don't know. You better hurry up and think really quick, because we got a little time left. Let's just play a Monsters and Men little talks and see what happens. I don't think, again, we'll play something different for a change. How about that? There ain't nothing wrong with that. Anyway, coming up after the commercial will be Finger 11, Paralyzer, and of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. And after that, I believe we're going to do Pokemon Sleep. Again, I'll have to enter my sleep data manually, because again, I forgot to trigger the Pokeball last night because I'm an idiot. But again, no big deal. This means no sleep points or nothing like that. But again, it is what is. But there you go. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 a.m. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up right after this, so go away. Yep. That was Little Talks of Monsters and before that was Finger 11 Paralyzer right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for Pokemon Sleep. I'm going to go ahead and load up right now. So here we go. Alright. Should be loading up momentarily here. There we go. Synchronize your Pokemon Go +++ to receive sleep data. We'll tell it no, because I did not use it last night. I don't think I did. But first, before we do that, let's check my ingredient bag really quick. I'll get rid of that. Yeah, let's go ahead and feed in breakfast really quick. apples I have. Let's just reset. Yeah, there we go. Start cooking. There we go. If I was even doing that, I don't think I was. Oh well, who cares? Okay. This might put him up to, yep. It's, yeah, great too. Okay. There we go. Now, I'm gonna double check to see if the Go Plus Plus has any new sleep data for real. Nope. It should, yeah, it just takes us to Pikachu here. Yep, okay. Alright, let's get out of that. Too bad, so sad. Anyway, let's just go ahead and get our goodies here. Hey! There you go. Even, there we go. Do that, but well, it's okay. That was everyone. Not everyone. Oh, maybe that was everyone. Never mind. Guess it was. Yeah, they need their energy restored. Let's let, that's a lot of berries. I should probably put in my sleep data right now. I like to do that right on the air, but usually Snorlax does take a while to eat his berries, though, I will admit. Is there any way we can speed this up? I don't think there is. I don't really see the speed up button or whatever here. That's very interesting. I really wish there was a speed up button so you could speed up him eating the berries or whatever, because that'd be really nice, wouldn't it? But there just doesn't seem to be an option to do that. But oh well. But anyway, and by the time he's done eating his berries, there won't be enough time, because there's still like 35 berries left in these. Yeah. He just takes his merry old time, doesn't he? Anyway, we'll get there someday, folks. Let's just take a look at what the berries he wants are. Lepa berry. Figgy berry, citrus berry, its favorite berries will grant twice as much strength as usual. That sounds about right. Seeing, yeah, 57 strength. Earlier it was getting 86 strength, but now it's only getting like 57. Almost done, now it's done. There we go, finally. Alright, we got like All right, go ahead and quickly add our sleep data really quickly. Yesterday was May 2nd. Let's do that really quick. We'll just cheat and say it was 10:30 p.m. And I got up at 6:50 a.m. So got ready for the morning show. Oh, that looks good. Save. Yes. Alright, got two bonus biscuits and energy restored. But you'll get sleep points, though. So let's see how that... 98% sleep score. Okay. That sounds accurate to me. Yep, there they are. Alright, now that we got their energy restored, that's good. So we got that taken care of. Anyway, now we'll go ahead and put the commercial in now since we got Pokemon Sleep out of the way. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do for the last segment, guys. I think I'm going to get that other VM running for a change and see if we can read some weather. I mean, I know we already read the weather, but I don't know. Let's see if we can... Well... I don't know. I'll figure it out. Don't worry. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm just going to put the commercial in really quick. Let's put this one in. I don't know. Just putting these in. Don't worry about me. Okay, I guess that's good enough. Put our music in. We'll just put a... Let's put an 80s song in for a change, guys. How about that? We'll put in, let's see here, gotta hurry up and do this. Guess we'll put in the Police, Every Breath You Take. A song for the 2010s, of course. Keep Your Head Up. By Andy Grammer. Sounds about right. Can't go wrong without that. Although, admittedly, something a little bit longer could work, but oh well. But we'll just work with that anyway. If anything, just go over a little bit, which I'll probably end up doing anyway. We'll see. Anyway, for the last segment, I'll probably just improvise a little bit. We'll see what happens. Anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Let me go ahead and turn this off now. I won't need any more from this point forward. There we go. Anyway, next segment's probably going to be a surprise, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Every Breath You Take by the Police right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is time for the last segment, and in this segment, like I said, it's going to be a surprise, and the surprise is going to be mainly just news, mainly tech news. We'll start things off with the iPhone 16, which is molding a reveal change to MagSafe charging ring from 9 to 5 Mac. A French website has obtained what appears to be molds of the iPhone 16 lineup, showing what appears to be a small but still notable change to the MagSafe charging ring. The molds also affect the changes we're expecting to see to the camera layout on the base and plus model iPhone 16. iPhone 16 MagSafe charging ring. MagSafe was first brought to the iPhone lineup with the iPhone 12 and immediately made wireless charging both more convenient and more reliable. These days, many of us use the feature not just to charge our iPhones, but also to magnetically attach them to stands. The system requires a ring of magnets and coils, but if claimed iPhone 16 molds obtained by French site Shop System are the real deal, and Apple appears to have managed to reduce the thickness of the ring. You can see here a comparison between the molds from the iPhone 15 Pro and the iPhone 16 Pro, which obviously I can't see, but no big deal. disappears to show the ring is significantly thinner, having a smaller outside diameter. The site suggests that this could mean accessory manufacturers having to adapt their chargers to suit, but this is exceedingly unlikely. The new iPhone lineup will undoubtedly remain compatible with all existing MagSafe and Qi2 chargers, after all. The molds also show the vertical camera layout we're expecting to see with the base model iPhone 16 and the iPhone 16 Plus. This is expected to bring spatial video recording capabilities to the entire lineup as well. Alright, that is the, that is about the iPhone 16. Let's take a look at the next article about the iPhone 16. Your best look yet, the new iPhone 16. We're going to talk about mainly the iPhone 16 this segment. Although the next iPhone may not launch until September, we know enough about the smartphone to anticipate the changes and customizations that Apple has indeed planned. Our latest look at the iPhone 16 comes from digital artist Aaron Carpenter. They have built up this detailed look at the design, guided by the details and specifications gathered by Majin Boo. The two new interface buttons for the iPhone 16 are clearly on show. Last year, the programmable action button was introduced on the two professional iPhone 15 buttons. iPhone 15 models, I mean. The 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max. But the vanilla iPhone 15 and 15 Plus models were not included. This year, that button will be available on all four models, and Carpenter shows how it fits into design. Apple is also following up on the success of the action button with a second button. The capture button should bring a shutter button to the iPhone, presumably with a multi-stage button for offering focus lock, as well as taking a picture or starting even a recording. You might miss it first in the images, because this is a capactive rather than a physical button. Sorry if I didn't say that right. It can sit flush to the side of the iPhone and respond to a touch without the need for any moving parts. Really. The camera's move to a vertical orientation allows for the recording of stereoscopic video, as long as you record in landscape, that is. Apple system is branded Spatial Video, and while it will indeed play back in 2D on the iPhone, the value here is in the Apple Vision Pro. The resulting videos create a more immersive memory for those who own the $3,500 headset. Wow. And finally, from Carpenter is a look from the potential colors of the next iPhone. 7 are expected, with the usual black and white in the mix, joined by pastel shades of blue, green, yellow, pink, and purple. Apple traditionally launches new iPhones on the second Tuesday in September, which this year would be September 10th. Now, let's read more about Apple's plans to introduce generative AI to the iPhone 16 family, which we might read another time. How much would the iPhone 16 cost you? This is a pretty long one, so we might not be able to read all of it. Beyond all the flashy presentations on camera specs and battery capacity, one of the most important questions looming over any new phone unveiling is, how much will it cost me? Months ahead of the anticipated iPhone 16 announcement, that question is already being raised and speculated about. Rumors abound regarding the next generation of Apple's handset, which is expected to be called the iPhone 16. That includes guesses about the phone's appearance, screen size, and upcoming AI features. But while the device isn't expected to be released until the fall, which is September, those hoping to upgrade might be eager to start budgeting right now, by the way, especially since flagship iPhones are priced in the premium range. So, how big a price tag could we be looking at, really? But despite the upgraded features, the starting price of the baseline iPhone has remained consistent over the last several years, Every baseline model between the iPhone 12 and 15 has been priced at $800 upon its release, and the Pro devices have also remained at $1,000 across that timeline. A price hike occurred on the high-end iPhone 15 Pro Max last year, which was retailed at $1,200, $100 more than its predecessors. Apple did away with its lowest 128GB storage option, making 256GB the new price tier baseline. The 15 Pro Max also touts a periscope lens, which offers 5x zoom that isn't found even on the smaller 15 Pro. As inflation raises prices for nearly everything else, and rumors are suggesting that new iPhones get pricier parts, it is rather uncertain whether Apple can resist bumping up the price tags for its flagship phones. Unfortunately, I don't think I can read the rest to you guys, because unfortunately, I don't think we have enough time, so we're just going to have to stop it here. And unfortunately, on top of all that, this is the end of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. That is rather sad, so there you go. I might just end up sharing that link on our Twitter feed, I don't know, but oh well. Not like it really matters. But anyway, I got swimming to do at 10 o'clock today, I think, because I just realized it's Friday. Because she did say I have swim trunks for you guys, so there you go. Anyway, let's go ahead and put that commercial in really quick so I can get going. I'll just put this one in, I guess. Alright, and, oh, it's all the way at the top, there we go, one more, there we go, alright, now for our music, we'll just pop in the 2000 song, just 3 minutes, we'll play, Britney Spears Stronger, we were talking about her earlier during TMZ News. And then to finish off the show, of course, you probably already knew this, but why am I not surprised? It'll be One Republic Counting Stars. And then after that, we'll just, you know, go back to play music. But anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It's been good having you with us. This morning show was okay, I guess. It was adequate enough. Again, I want to apologize if there was crackling and popping in this episode. I'm hoping that that new headset from Amazon will fix that. I don't know if it will or not. It is noise cancellation. I don't think these are, but we'll hope for the best and have our fingers crossed, right? Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and I will see you on Monday, everyone. Goodbye, everyone.